To more than 1,000 messages from betting firms at matches. Commons Culture Committee Chair Dame Caroline Dynage welcomes plans to remove ads from football kits, but says it's not enough.
The fact is, this front of the shirt gambling branding is only 7% of what is visible during an average match. The volume of this stuff is pretty hair-raising, and if you're vulnerable to that kind of advertising, you can imagine how overwhelming that would be.
British Airways says it's grounded 24 flights due to strong winds caused by Storm Pia. Northern parts of the UK have been issued with a yellow weather warning as winds of up to 80 miles an hour are expected. A judge will decide today whether the names of two 16-year-old murderers should be made public. The pair, known only as Girl X and Boy Y, were convicted yesterday of killing transgender teenager Brianna Jai in Warrington. There's no sign of the junior doctors' pay dispute being resolved as walkouts in England continue. It's the second of 3 days of strike action after negotiations between the British Medical Association and the government broke down last month. The European Court of Justice has ruled that UEFA and FIFA's ban on clubs joining breakaway competitions is unlawful. It comes after plans for a European Super League in 2021 were blocked. Here's our correspondent, Rob Harris.
What this ruling says is that UEFA was abusing its market dominance by threatening sanctions for those clubs trying to join this breakaway, because they were threatened with all sorts of punishment by UEFA if they tried to go it alone.
Despite the ruling, the court says future plans for a Super League wouldn't necessarily be approved. And the creators of Barbie could merge with the studio that delivered the Mission Impossible series. Warner Brothers Discovery and Paramount Global are reportedly discussing a potential merger, but no deal is guaranteed. That's the latest from Sky News. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
How's that going to work? Is that going to be Barbie Impossible or something? I don't understand. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, okay.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
I sounded like Barbara Windsor then, didn't I? Get out of my pub. Stop messing about. Right, let's have a... I don't think she ever said that. Let's look at the weather. 13 degrees, gusty winds and rain today. Rain looking possible. Let's have a look. It's saying it's probably going to be from about sort of 11 o'clock, possibly about a 25% chance at 1 o'clock, and then it will be dry. So there we go. Very overcast and dull and miserable.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. I am back. Listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix and 98 FM. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of all kinds of brilliance. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow. It's my last show tomorrow of 2023, and then I won't be back until the new year. So lots of people covering in different shows, and a bit of a mix-up as well with daytimes. There'll be some people will be here, some people won't. There'll be different presenters. But enjoy. Enjoy. I'll be back refreshed in January. Now, I was off yesterday because I had a problem with my plumbing. All went a little bit wrong, and it's kind of fixed, but it's making a very funny clanking noise. I had to have all of the sludge and stuff taken out and the radiators all done, and it took ages. I mean, it took hours. At one stage, I was standing in my kitchen, sort of leaning over, writing a list, but because I didn't want to sit in the front room, because I didn't want the guy that was there, kept seeing me sitting in the lounge all the time. but anyway, it was... It took hours, hours and hours and hours. The only good thing today is I've opened up my purse to see what was inside, and there is a very large finger of Kit Kat. Yay! Which I must have eaten one half a couple of days ago and then put the other half in the purse and forgotten about it. There we go. Have you done all your Christmas shopping? Are you kind of there? Are you kind of finished or not sure? You can let me know. Have you got any Christmas wishes? You can let me know that as well. My question of the day, in fact, is about Santa. Oh, Santa Claus. And I want to know the first time you met him. Do you remember how old you were and where you were? That's the question that I'm asking today. We're going to kick off the show with a track called Sarah by Billy Brown. We're going to play a few other tracks that I've loved this year as well. Also, My guest today is Book Club. It should have been yesterday, but it's been put forward to today. So we've got Book Club coming up a little bit later as well. So look forward to my guests. I've got Michael Shearer coming in, who is a writer. And also, as always, Sylvia Kent, who'll be here with Billericay Readers, Brentwood Writers and 60 Seconds of History. And a roundup of this year of what she's been up to and the Book Club as well. So that's all coming up, but that'll be after 11:30. Plus, we've got, as I say, great music to play for you as well. And a little bit of chat. We'll be looking at some cheerful news stories, trying to keep it nice and cheerful up until Christmas. Just see what's going on in the world, really. I can't get my hair done. I wanted to get my highlights done before Christmas. Can't find anywhere to get them done. So I'm going into Christmas grey. But then I thought to myself, well, you know, you haven't done next week or the week after. Doesn't matter, does it, really? You know, who cares? Somebody wants to look at my grey roots and go, you've got grey roots. Good luck, then. I don't see them. Well, I obviously do see them. I don't see the top of my head, though. It's literally, I've got a big, big chunk of grey growing through the top of my head. And also around the sides. But I prefer it blonde. Everyone's going, oh, just go natural and you'll love it. And I thought, no, I won't. I won't love it because it looks like salt and pepper hair and it's very ageing, so get stuffed. That's all I have to say on that. Right, let's kick off the show. Here is Billy Brown. This is Sarah.
Just like a breeze, you came to me on a scorching hot summer's day. Cooled me down, brought me round like a beautiful morning in May. Fills a hole, clears my soul, shows me light at the end of the way. You gently walk, you gently talk, but I still wanna hear what you say. Sarah, I'm taken with you. Sarah, I'm taken with you. And a voice to soothe any old pain. For what it's worth, just like the earth, both the flowers and the trees, they need rain. Sarah, I'm taken with you. Sarah, I'm taken with you. A scorching hot summer's day, cooled me down, brought me round like a beautiful morning in May. Sarah, I'm taken with you. Sarah, I'm taken with you. Sarah, I'm
Favorite tracks of the year, and also on our A-list as well. He is just going places, George Bone. You watch his shot star shoot off into the distance. He's doing brilliantly. Tomorrow he's playing at the Voodoo Lounge in Chelmsford, but he's been all over the BBC at the moment, as well as Beats Bakery, another band that I've been playing, and it's nice they've managed to catch up the BBC with some of the acts that we have here on Phoenix FM that we support from the very, very beginning. You know, it's we love to have, as you know, new music on all of the shows here, mostly all the shows here on Phoenix FM. And, yeah, it's great to see people doing well. It's good. It fills you with joy at Christmas. Now, coming up, I think we'll have some ads, and then we might get a little bit of James Morrison.
Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Lealino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 012 77 71 4477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Let me hold you for the last time. It's the last chance to feel again. But you broke me, now I can't feel anything. When I love you, and so untrue, I can't even convince myself. When I'm speaking, it's the voice of someone else. Oh, it tears me up. I try to hold on, but it hurts too much. I try to forgive, but it's not enough to make it all okay. You can't play on broken strings. You can't feel anything that your heart don't want to feel. I can't.
Playing house in the ruins of us.
Running back through the fire when there's nothing left to say. It's like chasing the very last train when it's too late. Too late. Oh, it tears me.
Christmas is the best time to listen to local radio because it's still local and it's still radio. But it's Christmas.
We are on procession with the crucial, with the wild. Taken in possession by the music and beguiled.
One love. love me, love me. Baby, just hold me, hold me, hold me. Oh, love me, love me, love me.
Oh, yeah.
One love, baby, just love me, love me, love me.
Love me.
Baby, just hold me, hold me, hold me. Oh, love me, love me, love me.
Oh.
One love for the mother's pride. One love for the times we cried. One love, gotta stay alive.
Oh.
I will survive.
I don't know why I joined in on that one. I don't know why. It's Blue with One Love. I like that. Yeah! Up there somewhere. Just received a message. Let's have a look. Is it a happy message as it's Christmas? Here we are. Oh, no, it's on my phone. I think it was Francesca. What are you saying? What are you saying, Francesca? You tuned in or are you in the car? Morning, Michelle! That was an impression of you, actually. Morning, Michelle! That's Francesca. Listening in my car on the way to Braintree. Hopefully I'll be able to hear you all the way. You will be able to hear us all the way in Braintree. I was past Braintree. I don't know where I was going. I think I was going to Freeport, actually. And I can still hear Phoenix FM. You can't get away from us. And also going across the Dartford Bridge into Kent. It's like, I can still hear Phoenix FM. Yeah, we're everywhere. Can you play something upbeat that I can sing along to from the 90s? Oh, well, I mean, I don't... What about Mariah Carey?
I don't want to love you.
You sing that one? Is there any song in particular? You can't just say a song from the 90s. It could be anything. Because now you've stumped me. I can't... Now, is that... I know, I know. Let us have a look. Let's play... I can't spell it. No, I can't spell it. I was trying to spell... Oh. I can't think of the woman's... Oh, what about a bit of... No, that's not the 90s. Oh, no, you see, that's really confused me now. That's really confused me. Oh, yeah. What about this one? Oh, come on, this is 90s. Here we go, in your car. This is going out to Francesca. Here we go, get ready, get ready. Here we go.
2 weeks of early in the morning just to do her hair now.
Come on.
Because she can, yo.
So get in your car.
Her day I wouldn't be right without her
makeup.
She's never out of makeup.
You must know the chorus.
She's just like you and me. But she's homeless. She's homeless.
Come on, Francesca. Here we go.
And she stands there singing for money.
La la dee la la la. Francesca, and you know what? Come on. Make that noise. Can you imagine driving past Francesca? She's going, like that. Just out the window on the way into Braintree. If you do see a woman, a very attractive woman, just going, because we always sound in the car, don't we, better than we think we do. When we're singing along, I love it when you go past somebody who's really into the music, they're driving along, it's you know, but not quite that that noise. That is a classic track. Do you know what? You cannot get rid of that track by Crystal Waters. Every year it seems to get another remix. It's always all over TikTok with different versions of it. I just love that song, and it's from the 1990s. It's a brilliant track. Gypsy Woman, la dee dee, la da da. That's what it is. If in case you didn't know, I put on that filthy Santa's hat. There's one in the studio. I'm going to have to take it home and wash it. I put it on to take a couple of pictures of me in the studio, as you do, because I thought I want to look a bit Christmassy for tomorrow's little vlog that I put out before the show. And it's filthy. I think it's been in the cupboard for a bit. I think I brought that in, actually. I think it's one of mine. It could be Bob. Bob might, but it's dirty. You know the white bit that should all be lovely and sort of, you know, clean? It's kind of like a brownie colour. Talking about a brownie colour, all the sludge that came out of the pipes yesterday when the plumber was around, had to have a plumber come in to get the sludge out of the tank, and all the radiators making a terrible clanking noise. They still are making a terrible clanking noise, so I think I might actually have to have a pump put in, which is even more money. Sludge. Horrible stuff. But at least, see, at the moment, now the shower is actually got a little bit of pressure on it. So before, I couldn't actually wash my hair properly because there's no pressure in the shower. You know, some days I'm like, I just can't be bothered to wash my hair. I've got to get the dry shampoo out again. You know what that does, Cheerio? That makes it a right mess. Here's Ed Sheeran with Shape of You.
Isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Mm-hmm. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast and then we talk slow. Mm-hmm. Come over and start a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come on now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bed sheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body.
So go all you can eat, fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. Mm-hmm. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. Mm-hmm. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come on now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Come on, be my baby, come on. Come on, be my baby, come on. Come on, be my baby, come on. Come on.
shape of you.
Make it the best Christmas ever on Phoenix 98 FM.
Angels watching over me.
Watching over me. I had a dream that you were here. When I woke up, you were gone. I tried to trace the memory of your face before it fades into the dawn. When I'm feeling heavy, even though it's hard, I pray the Lord my soul to speak with angels standing guard. I got my
angels.
Never tell you what you need to know. We're just out here on our own. Yeah. And every time you send me signs to let me know, I'll never be alone. When I'm celebrating, it's you I'm thinking of. Look at me, I turn out good, surrounded by your love. With angels standing guard, I've got my
angels,
angels
over me,
over me,
angels over me,
over me,
it
ain't over me, oh.
Over me, angels watching over me,
you know that they watch, you know that they watch,
over me, angels.
Angels keep on watching me, and I know that I got them watching me, and I pray that they keep on watching over me,
and I know that I got them watching me, and my angels keep on watching me.
So lucky to interview this bunch of amazing musicians. It's the House Gospel Choir. They're based up in London. Love it. And you can go along and join in with the choir once a month. You have to pay a little bit of money. Check them out, the House Gospel Choir. They do house music crossing into gospel. Great fun to interview and sound amazing. I must go up next year. Anyone want to come with me, let me know. I love it. Wonderful.
Make it the best Christmas ever on Phoenix 98 FM.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a quick look at the traffic and travel for you this morning. Right, first on to the roads. It's been pretty quiet, actually. Round Brook Street roundabout, not too bad. A little bit busy on the A1023 going onto the roundabout, but otherwise it's fine. Brentwood itself along the High Street, not too bad. Wilson's Corner, always busy in all directions, but nothing major. You've got M25 right the way down towards Lakeside. It's still clear. In fact, I went there last night and it wasn't busy really at all. M11, no problems heading up that way, and also going up towards the A12, you've got a clear run. There are a couple of roadworks on Mount Molsham Street near Elm Road, and also the B1 07 Wood Street near Grace Barnett Gardens. Plus you've got the 40 mile an hour speed restrictions while they do the much needed repairs on the A12 itself between junction 13 and 16 in both directions, and there might be some nighttime closures there as well, so just be aware. Shop local though, support the local high street, Brentwood. I'll be nipping there after the show, and yeah, support your local businesses, otherwise we'll be full of coffee shops. And I do love a coffee. I've now got a coffee machine. I bought a coffee pod machine, but I bought a coffee pod machine I don't think anyone else has got, because I didn't realise there's two types of coffee pods. Now, my friend has got this amazing, amazing coffee machine, which has got the milk in it as well, and they're in the capsules, although it's okay. I prefer to put fresh milk in rather than, you know, the stuff that's in the capsules. So some of them come with two capsules, and you put in your coffee, then it's got a milk capsule. But it's kind of like that carnation type milk, it tastes to me anyway. So it's fine. My one is like pure coffee shots, and it's quite small. So I think mine's really, they're not meant to be drunk as long coffees. They're very, very tiny coffee, miniature coffees. And that's on the large. I've got two settings, one to make a large coffee and one for small. And even the large one, it doesn't really come out very large. And you have to heat the milk first in the microwave. But it's only like a tiny. I've got quite big coffee cups, and this is only a tiny, tiny bit. The fact is, every time I have a cup of coffee, and I think I'm well known for this, actually, is that, well, in fact, even in the studio, I've drunk 3/4 of my coffee. So every time somebody asks me do I want a coffee, I go yes, and then I drink either half of the cup or 3/4. I don't know why I always do that. Yeah, it's one of those things, isn't it? My teeth are a terrible colour. I'm looking at a balloon over in the corner, which is yellow, and my teeth are like that, you know. I had them whitened when I was over in Ireland. When Zoom, it was a thing called Zoom whitening. I don't know if the company's still around now. And I went and had them done, and what happened, I had a bit of a funny turn, a bit of a funny reaction. And I wasn't really that prepped on what could happen, you see. So they put they put this blue stuff on, which is like a gum shield, first of all, so that it doesn't go onto your gums. And then they just put the bleach on your teeth. Now, this is very strong stuff and has to be done at the dentist. So they put this bleach on, and they did the first bit, and I thought, oh, and I suddenly after about 5 minutes, I was like, because they put a blue light on as well on your teeth. And I thought, what was that? And you can't really say anything to the dentist. And I went, oh, and she went, oh, have you got a bit of sensitivity? And I went, and I kind of went, oh. Because I couldn't speak, because my mouth was packed out with this stuff. Anyway, they took it off. Then they put, because they do 3 lots, took it off, then put the next lot on. And the pain. Oh, if you've not had your teeth, be very careful having your teeth whitened, I can tell you. The pain, when it suddenly felt like somebody had got an elastic. You don't really get a sensitivity if you have something. I don't know if you've ever had that when you've had like ice cream or something hot, but you get that like, ooh, and it's a bit, ooh, that was a bit of nerve pain. It went from one tooth, and then it went across all of my teeth. All the teeth that were being whitened, it went across all of them. And it was so bad that my mouth started to vibrate, which meant the saliva started. I would look like I was foaming. They were trying to wipe it off, going, "Are you all right?" And I was going, "Oh," because it was really painful. And by the time they took it off, my hands had swelled up as well, because I think where I've been gripping on that the armrest, because it was horrible, because you couldn't say anything. I just went, it's, you know, trying to point to my mouth. They took it off, and then I've never seen this was a long time ago in Ireland, never seen a dentist trying to get me out of there so quick, because I'd had some sort of reaction. But the pain was awful, and I want to get my teeth whitened, but I don't want to have, I know you've got to have some sensitivity, I just cannot. I was in pain for 2 days afterwards, and I had to have painkillers. And then every time, it was in the winter, and every time you went out in the cold weather, as soon as you opened your mouth and a bit of cold air hit your teeth, it was like, oh, it kicked it up again. Oh, it was awful. I don't know, there are places, I'm sure there's places. Anyone know anywhere that does, you know, where it's, you know, it's a little bit more not painful? I just can't bear that pain. There's nowhere, is there? I'm not, I don't care, I'm just going to have yellow teeth, I don't care. For Christmas,
Community
for always.
Radio, Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Let's change the fly. Bodies on, bodies wild. Body cam, only fans. Features bad, only fans. We're playing it like a heart attack for you. We're playing it like a heart attack against all New Jersey's finest, New Yorker, unreliable porter, pop music order. Some guy playing quarters, but I'm wearing a heart attack, baby. I'm Mikey Freedom Heart Attack. So kiss me on the cheek, make it a long goodbye. Oh, and all the modern girls, like the modern girls, shaking their ass tonight.
Me, I'm a modern girl, a modern girl. Now, I guess today it's going to be book club. It'll be the last book. All right, hello, take it easy. take it easy, calm down. Now, it's the last book club of the year with the wonderful Sylvia Kent, writer, journalist, and president of Brentwood Writer Circle as well. She's always fantastic at bringing us guests. And today's guest is award-winning writer Michael Shearer, who is based in Ingatestone. He's actually part of the Brentwood Writer Circle as well. And we're going to be talking about his book, Walking a Rainbow. So he'll be in a little bit later to have a chat about that. And we'll be chatting to Sylvia as well. And so it'll be a very... very nice show today. It should have been yesterday, actually, with my guest, but then I had me plumbing issues, and then I wasn't here. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, let's play some Gwen Stefani. That'll make it all better. Here she is. What are you waiting for?
What an amazing time. What a family. How did the years go by? Now it's only me. Shit, my eyes came from the bridge.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.